It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. To offer residents temporary shelter from the heat, the city of Las Cruces has activated cooling stations during the week. The following cooling stations will be open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays: Frank O'Brien Papin Community Center, Henry R. Benavidez Community Center, Mearsheid Recreation Center, Munson Center, Sage Cafe, and the Thomas Brannigan Memorial Library. You can find more details about the cooling stations at krwg.org. The city of Las Cruces is also bringing awareness about deported veterans. The mayor and city council proclaimed March 15th, 2021 as Honoring Our Deported Veterans Day. Emily Guerra spoke to All Relations United Board co-director Brian Brewer about U.S. deported veterans and his recent visit to Juarez.
Explain why they were deported and when did they start getting deported?
Well, we have some people have been deported for over 20 years. Some of the gentlemen there, I met a couple of them that were in Vietnam the same time I was, and they've been deported over 20 years ago. So, and then we have some that have just been deported. You know, some of the Iraq veterans, the Afghanistan veterans, they have been deported also. They have been deported for various reasons. It could be from trying to purchase drugs to a DUI. To things like that. The thing is, I think a lot of people don't realize is that when you come back from war, you come back with a lot of different things. You're not the best people when you return from war. You have PTSD. You come back with, you know, with some of the things, you know, you're addicted to, you know. So we come back, and sometimes we should be given help, but we're not. And this is what happened to a lot of our deported veterans. They made some bad decisions. They got in trouble, and they were sent back. Whereas us, the citizens, we don't have to worry about anything like that. We can go to treatment or things like that. But our deported veterans, they don't have that luxury, and they get the really raw end of the whole deal.
Well, they're not citizens of the United States. They weren't citizens when they joined the military. Did they join with an assumption that they would become citizens when they left service?
A lot of them, when they joined, they were under the impression that they would become citizens. Some of the veterans that I talked to, their recruiters actually told them that they would become U.S. citizens. When they got out of the service, we had one gentleman that's in Juarez right now. He got in trouble, and he thought he was a citizen. He got out, he thought he was a citizen because he spent 9 years in the Marines. And he got into trouble, and that's when he found out he was not a citizen, and they were deporting him back to Vietnam. It's really a sad case, but, you know, once they sign up, you know, they kind of forget about it. You know, they just assume it. And the military, they should be trying to help them. You know, they know they're not citizens. They should be trying to get the paperwork started and everything to help them.
Tell me about your recent experience at the Juarez bunker on May 31st, Memorial Day. The Las Cruces Sun News did a great article about the deported veterans, but I want to hear from you. What was your feeling? What did you feel about it?
I felt very, you know, it was a really a good feeling that they were, you know, knowing that they are getting some support. And I thank All Relations for doing that, for being a part of that, for talking to the city. I think that really helped. I think our deported veterans actually stepping up. One of them is from Las Cruces. I think that helped so, but it made me feel that they are, you know, people are interested in what's happening to them, you know. And it was the day that they stood on the border in Juarez, and with all the American flag and all the other flags, and they saluted those flags honoring the men and women that died for the United States. I think that really sent a strong message, and I think it made us all feel very proud of them, but we're very ashamed of the United States for them having to live over there and live like that, you know. They are veterans. They fought for our country, and it's a very difficult situation.
Are there women that are being deported? And where are they going? Is it Juarez the only place that they're being deported to?
No, I believe they're being in different places. I don't think we have the data for that. The biggest group of them, deported veterans, are in Tijuana. Tijuana is the largest, and I think Juarez might be the second. And there are women veterans that have been deported. There's a woman, a veteran in Juarez. Her and her husband went to Afghanistan, both in the military. Her husband was killed while they were in Afghanistan. She came back to the States. She got in trouble. She was deported. She has really shut down in Juarez. She won't communicate with anyone. She's really struggling. She's having a hard time. And the deported veterans, they're trying to reach out to her, but she is struggling so hard because of what happened to her. So there are women veterans out there.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Brian Brewer at our website, krwg.org.